I understand that the county is going to be expanding its monitoring of the flood control areas around Lake Crabtree with some new equipment coming in.
Yes, sir. We so Wake County currently manages 10 flood control sites within within the Crabtree Creek watershed area. They were constructed back in the 1970s and 80s. Up until recently, none of those were monitored for flood monitoring for water levels. About 1 year ago, we installed flood monitoring or water level monitoring hardware at Lake Crabtree, and we just received approval to expand that program to install monitors at the remaining 9 sites within that watershed area.
Mark, if you could explain to us, first of all, what exactly the flood monitoring hardware is. Is this something that just measures the level, or does it give us a big overall picture of what's going on?
So this hardware is installed with cooperation with the USGS, with the federal government. This hardware is mounted on a tripod. They have gauges that go down into the water, which can measure how deep the water is, and that data is transmitted in real time to a server where that data can be read by the general public, and at any time you can go and see what the water level is in that reservoir.
And as you mentioned, you're partnering with the federal government on this system. Now, I assume this includes the dams that are in that area?
So the dams are managed by us. So these dams are originally constructed by the federal government. We're their local partner on those 10 dams. So our Wake County staff is responsible for the operations and maintenance of those dams. We do inspections. We do erosion control repair. We do studies on those to make sure they're up to code. So we're responsible for the dams, and this hardware and this monitoring is just a tool to help us better manage these sites and better mitigate flooding in the future.
Now, did we have any problems in those areas this weekend from the passage more to the west of Wake County of Tropical Storm Chantal?
So our 10 sites, when they were originally constructed, were designed for massive rainfall events, up to 40 inches of rain. So it takes a massive storm to really negatively impact those. They're able to capture and hold water for storms such as we just saw this weekend. That's not to say that a storm could not hit; it could cause additional flooding. But these reservoirs were not impacted negatively.
Now we talk about the Lake Crabtree watershed area. How big an area is that?
I think it's around 90,000 acres, if I'm correct.
So that's a pretty big area.
Yes, it's 90,750 acres, and that encompasses portions of Wake and Durham County.
Now, I understand that something called overstopping happens when the water rises too high. Tell us a little bit about that.
Overtopping? So
yeah.
when you get massive amounts of rain, water fills up in the reservoir. You have reservoirs have an emergency spillway. So once water gets to a certain elevation, water starts to flow over that emergency spillway, and that is by design. But if you get storms that exceed the design of the dam, it can overtop the dam. So when that occurs, erosion starts on top of the dam, and then it just snowballs where once erosion starts, it gets larger and larger, and you get a total breach, a total failure of the dam, and all the water behind that dam flows downstream. So with dams, one of the main concerns is just that overtopping and ultimately that failure of the dam, and you want to obviously prevent that.
Now, this new equipment, has it already been installed, or are we in the process of having it installed?
So the hardware at Lake Crabtree was installed in July of last year, and the remaining 9 sites, that was just approved. We've got funding allocated for that. So we plan to have that hardware installed in the next few weeks.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about this and bringing us up to date on this improvement of the flood monitoring in the Lake Crabtree watershed. And, Mark, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.